This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Alyssa Block.
And I'm Audie Cornish. Before there was Willie Nelson or Merle Haggard, there was Ray Price. The Country Music Hall of Famer, who bridged Texas honky-tonk and country crooning, has died after a year-long battle with pancreatic cancer. He was 87. Blake Farmer of member station WPLN in Nashville has this remembrance.
Before Ray Price, honky-tonk tunes weren't big sellers. Then,
now blue ain't the word for the way that I feel, and the storm's brewing in this heart of mine.
Crazy Arms shot to number one in 1956. Its shuffling beat became the hallmark of the golden age of Texas honky-tonk.
Crazy arms that reach to hold somebody new.
Price eventually tired of playing dancehall gigs for rough crowds. He told WHYY's Fresh Air in 1999 that producers in Nashville had to come up with a way to broaden country's audience.
They had to do something to kind of fix it where the people that listen to the Tony Bennett's and the Frank Sinatra's and those people would like the song or the music. And country music songs are great. I think they're beautiful songs, and to put the strings with them, that's my idea of how to make one really a great song.
Price became part of a second shift in country music. The single honky-tonk fiddle swelled into an entire string section. The polished production, which had its detractors, would become known as the Nashville sound.
Upon my pillow, hold your warm and tender body close to mine.
For the Good Times was written by Kris Kristofferson, who called Price the link from Hank Williams to the country music of today. That's not just a matter of style, they were friends. Price was hand-picked to be Williams' caretaker on the road and even stand in when the older singer was too drunk to perform, like one New Year's Day.
I didn't know what to do because they come running in and said, well, you're going to have to take Hank's place. And here I was, nobody even knew who I was. And I said, well, there's no way I can do that. But anyway, they put me out there with Hank's band and we made it all right.
Price would start his own touring band called the Cherokee Cowboys. It had quite the roster. At one point, Willie Nelson played bass. Roger Miller, who went on to fame with King of the Road, auditioned on fiddle.
And his fiddle playing was terrible. And when he got through, he said, how'd you like that? And I said, well, can you sing and play guitar?
And that's what he was hired to do. Johnny Bush played drums for the Cherokee Cowboys.
We hit that bandstand swinging, and we loved him for that.
Bush says Price wanted the best musicians, and he let them share the spotlight.
And they had a lot of respect for Ray, and well, like everybody else does. And there's no better country singer in the world than Ray Price, and I don't know if there ever will be.
I couldn't sleep last night, just walked the floor.
I was just so enthralled with the man. I just thought he was the greatest thing since peanut butter.
Sandra Orwig of Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, was president of the Ray Price Fan Club for more than half a century. She committed to be loyal until death. But she and others feel Price never got the love of a George Jones or Merle Haggard.
I never knew what the problem was, why he did not get the recognition that a lot of them did, and he sang so much better. I never thought that I'd see the day that you didn't hear Ray Price everywhere you went.
Long after his own music was off the radio, the singer and songwriter was finally inducted into the Country Music Hall of Fame in 1996. Not one to overstate his own significance, Price was once asked what changed after he hit it big.
Well, I got to eat pretty regular.
Price maintained his blue-collar work ethic until the end, performing even as he battled pancreatic cancer. For NPR News, I'm Blake Farmer in Nashville.
Country Music Hall of Famer Ray Price died at age 87.